Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
sir. I hope we are all doing very well. Glory to God in the highest.
Hallelujah.
So this morning, I want us to look at the book of Hebrews chapter 13. You know, as a child of God, you must be easily inspired. If you think things don't inspire you, you are not actually a child of God. For example, as a child of God, you should see trees and you are inspired. Yeah, and that's why I don't, it's not a virtue not to have inspiration. And like me, I look at the facts. I'm not inspired. Every child of God must have the ability to be what? To be inspired. To be inspired. Even our scriptures that we're reading, it was written by what? The inspiration of God. Yeah. So you take care of people. So that people don't have to be special guests before they really get your hospitality. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's very, you know, recently there was a day we wanted to just eat out. We didn't want to cook. And I said, if we all plan our own mouth and somebody now come and visit us at this odd hour, how are we going to? So let's just do one. Extra. Do you understand? So that's a way to train yourself. Now, nobody might come. And there's a balance between, how are we ensuring that we are not wasteful, right? No, it's the place of the heart. You know, at times when your heart is wrong, you'll be looking for questions that would want to substantiate something you don't want to do. Say, what if the person does not come? You know, imagine they say, cook 5 cups. I'm like, we're only 4 cupped mouth. You know, I don't know how many people you've been able to measure the mouth in the house. There was a time I used to measure food. Like, I don't know whether they still measure like that when they want to cook or they just cook by inspiration. Because the food will still finish. That's what. Father, God has blessed us with the mouth. You know, some have food but cannot eat. Some can. We have food and we can eat and we would still eat. Yeah. So we don't put people in the box of trying to find out whether they are special or not before we now exude all the hospitality that we have or all the inspiration. You know, there's a way. Because he's a special guest, you know, you want to do it in a certain way to look honorable. But he says we will not put that before us first. We'll be hospitable. We'll take care of people. And people will be wondering, is it that they actually hold a special place in our heart? And they might not. Do you understand? They might not. Because some of them, you need to quickly tell them, you are not necessarily a special guest. Because they will come back again. You come back again, you treat them like it's like I'm a special person to this person. Maybe my peace is always coming here.
Wow.
Let me keep coming. So it says, let brotherly love continue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we should not forget to entertain strangers. For by doing so, some have unwittingly, meaning unknowingly, entertained angels. Then here, it says, remember the prisoners. Now, this is those that are going through tough time for our Lord's sake. So this is not someone who is suffering because of their own stubbornness or disobedience or evil act. It says, remember the prisoners as if chained with them. It means when we see someone going through a tough time, we are going through it together. Paul would always say, I am a prisoner of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's in the context of, so if I see Paul going through anything, it is righteous for me to want to empathize with him. Do you understand what I'm saying? In every sense, if I can ensure that I don't have to do it. It says, those who are mistreated. Now, the way you would know that this is not just random prisoners, you know. This is not saying you should go to the prison in Agodi, in Ibadan, or go to the one in Kirikiri, and then say, I want to feel what you are feeling. No. The guy is there because the law caught up with him. Do you understand what I'm saying? But if it's someone that is there in that Agodi because he preached, maybe because he preached, or maybe because he got the son of an emir saved, yes, we would be chained with him. That was what the church did when Herod took Peter. And Bible says, and the church, Acts chapter 4 or 14, I'm not sure. It says, the church prayed without ceasing. So that's one way to be joined to that suffering. They were going through what he was going through via prayer. So you can see that you've not prayed as much that you think burden can hit you. He says, since you yourselves are in the body also, meaning that person in the prison and yourself, you are in one body. And Bible says, you guys are fitly joined together, Ephesians. So because his own joint is hot, it should be affecting you. That's what he's saying. You should be contentment. He says, be content with such things as you have. You know, some people's contentment is in what they don't have. See, you, as a child of God, you have to strike a balance between your hope and what is not your hope. You know, meaning something God would do for you in the future or something you think God would do for you and what God will not do for you. Because that's where you find lust. When you begin to aspire for what God has not promised you. He says, be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can you say that? I will never leave you,
nor forsake you.
Let's change the I, because it's Jesus that is speaking to us here. So, I can say, he will never leave me nor forsake me. Can you say that?
He will never leave me nor forsake me.
Yeah. Because God is consistent with us. Verse 6. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Now, don't forget, he said, let your conduct not be without what? Covetousness. So if you want to deal with God, you have to do away with greed. You have to do away with covetousness. Like, even when you see the obvious blessings around you that God has provided for maybe your brother or your sister, it must be, you have to conduct yourself without greed. You know when you say, oh, I covet this. You know that phrase? Hey, brother, I covet your grace. He says, don't appreciate the other brother, and what is speaking through you is your own greed or your own covetousness. Because God said he will not leave you. He has not left you. Yes. So why are you talking as though God has left you and is with others? He says, so we may boldly say. I don't know if you have this boldness. That the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is my helper. I don't know if it's yours. Someone is not sure here. Yeah. God is my helper. I will not fear. Even when the circumstance would want me to conduct myself otherwise. He says I should know that he has not left me for once. You know, we have that song.
He never left.
Lord, I know. Yes, I know that you are there. So God is your helper. Psalm says, in this prayer is our what? Helper. I think the way he put it, our ever-present help in time of need. But this one even says, what can any man do to me? So I don't need to change or add to my conduct covetousness for man to help me. He says, even when men say that, if I don't brace up or if I don't compromise, this Bible is saying you can call it a bluff. That's what it's saying. I don't know if you have been threatened before. You know, some people were threatened in school when the lecturer said, you will not pass my... I can't remember me being any lecturer, but I know a lecturer has threatened my wife before. Ah. Yes. Because I just brought back a lot of memories for her. But the funny thing is, when we say that God is our helper, we'll be the one asking for mercy for the man, for the threat, for the is it the... I'm weak, but I'm not weak. You can't weaken me. You need to review this, our protocol people. It's as if there needs to be a requirement to join protocol now. Because it's with their hearts they are serving. We didn't know some people came with some other agenda. You're a straightener. I think it just means threat, right? So if a man threatens you, you can say, and if God gives you the opportunity to say it to the face of the man, yeah, you can say, he has not left me. He is my helper. I wouldn't fear what you can, like, what can you do? I would not be afraid. I would not be afraid. You know, when someone tells you, I will withdraw your privileges, no, you say the Lord is my helper.
Yes.
The Lord is my helper. I am established in the help of God. Yes. Particularly if you're someone that you need to work with people to do a lot of stuff, you must know that God is your helper. Man is not your helper. Yes, God is your helper. You know, how many of you remember those uncles that promised us job after uni? Send me your CV. Send me your CV. I'll call. Or maybe admission. Some of us, it was even from admission. Common entrance. They've started doing networking for you. You know, I'll call. The Lord is my... If you don't quickly know God as your helper, see, things like trusting God for your needs to be met, it will be very tough. You will be thinking how others are doing it. They are using cheat code. Verse 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken. Now, this Hebrews chapter 13 actually has a lot of themes, like a lot of subjects that they were just talking. Even I myself was like, hey, emukon. But don't worry, we're going somewhere. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you. Now, that's the definition of those who have charge over you, or those who have, those who watch over you. It says, those who have spoken the word of God to you, then those whose faith you follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. So meaning those that we look up to on this journey of faith. But it's not just those that you look up to. There are some people you look up to that they've not labored in the place of word over you. So you have to, we're going somewhere, please. We don't have time, but we're going somewhere. It says, remember them. Verse 8, please. Now, like I said, this scripture is like, it's the Holy Spirit that is driving the bus. Then they immediately now said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 9. Do not be carried away or carried about with various and strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart, you know, we've been looking at the heart conversations of late. And I don't know if you've really been praying for your heart. You know, the Lord told me this week that it's the heart I do business with. It's the heart I do business with. If you don't tend to your heart, you don't have a means of transaction with God. Meaning, if you think, let me forgo my heart and let me try to move on with God, like there's no transaction happening. Nothing is happening. So if the body is like this, if you are doing like this, raising your leg like this, and the heart is not involved, God is not. He's not even there. Like, it's when your heart responds, then you are now maybe signaling to God. So it's the heart that he does business with. Please go back to verse 8. I want us to say this together as a church. Can we echo this together?
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah. You know, we are celebrating Easter today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and what?
Forever.
And forever. Verse 9, let's go. So it says, do not be carried away or carried about. There's a reason I'm using carried away, because there's another scripture that is coming to mind here. With various and strange doctrines. Now let's just maybe spend 1 minute or two there about here. Now, when the Bible tells you should be mindful of something, it's because we all have the tendencies or the tendency to be to fall or to be swept away by that. And for example, when he says flee from youthful lust, when Paul told Timothy, it's not that Paul had an issue with his heart. Amen. Now, the person that is battling lust is even from the person they told flee youthful lust. They are two different. So, for example, if maybe your pastor gives you a command, my brother, flee youthful lust. Is it that I've been exhibiting lust now? No. He's saying that even if you don't have, if you've not, you are not battling with lust, you should flee youthful lust. Now, the medicine for the person that is battling with lust is different. That one will start from somewhere that is more internal. Now, this is more of an external reaction. He's saying you are seeing lust over there and you are here. Don't make any further step toward that direction. It's because he can move towards that direction. With tongues and his eyes opened, not closed. He can move towards that direction. So when he says, don't be carried about, it's because you can be carried. Like when you say, this thing carry me, it will carry you. It's just the same way when the person makes progress and you move towards the direction of the lust has the tendency of dealing with you. And you will look like the person that has always had lust issues. Like the end of both transaction is one output. Both of you will look the same. Because strange doctrines would not get us to where we would be able to say we are established by grace. And the Bible said something about various and strange. It says, remember those that have rule over you, those that have labored in the place of the word, and they've exhibited their conduct by faith. You've looked up to them, and we've said that we are going to consider the outcome of their conduct. He now says, what they have taught you, don't now be carried about by various and strange. Now, when he says strange, it means something that is not in your community. That's strange. Strange means bolotigbele. Do you get it? It's just like somebody just share on their WhatsApp status that I experienced the flying angel. Like, all of us will go to another WhatsApp group. We're going to say, where did this person see this? Because when did we teach the flying angel? Or any of those strange? It's so funny, I can't even cook up one. Because the person can see everything that has swept a man away from where God has situated them. This strange doctrine is one of the key instruments that the enemy uses. For example, if a man is experiencing, if you're here, for example, and you're experiencing maybe any kind of delay, this will be your temptation. It will just tell you that there's something you've not had yet. Then you just find yourself on YouTube one day and you're just looking at the Ghanaian pastors. And you're just seeing, how I wish our pastor was also doing this. Maybe this kind of miracle can happen. Then because your pastor will not do that, so you now have two churches. After a while, you will be swept away. See, doctrines, even the one that is yours, meaning the one that we need to feed, is sweeping you in the direction of the things of God.
Yes.
So doctrines have the ability to carry. Meaning the way you've chosen to live your life, and then you say, I want to live by this doctrine, you will find that your life will be flying, gliding, riding in that direction. For example, it's the doctrines you are hearing that is teaching you how to say that this is the kind of person I want to marry. Now, for example, now if Mia, before I got married, and someone, I now sent a message. Maybe I sent one of Papi's message to someone that I think I want. And the person says, you are disturbing my data. I can't marry that person. Why? Why? It's the doctrine that has carried me in that direction that I've exalted sharing message and someone saying, I'm disturbing their data. And I'm immediately considering that as X. That I can't, there's no, or maybe you share, they say, let's share our favorite song. You share Domwe, she shared Whiskey. You know. So is now, is doctrine that has, now you will say that's your value. No, it's not your value first. It was your doctrine first. Before, so it's a doctrine you live by that becomes your values. So for example, if you don't live by the doctrine of giving, giving will not be your value. You'll still be going through the in and out. Maybe it's when you're happy you give. You know, you'll still be everywhere. But when you go by the doctrine that has been established in our midst, you are carried by that doctrine. Amen.
Amen.
So is strange doctrine as well. So when a man is given to various, you know, when the man just because it is a global space now, right? You can easily access anything now. Or you just go and you just say, ah, let me. And you see, whenever you are listening, you should always listen with your heart. Because one thing God puts in our heart is a signal that immediately, Bible says, child of God. So if the man says, oh, there's still something that they've not added to my meal here. Because what you are supposed to have concluded is that God will provide all my needs here. But when you say, ah, maybe this part is not there. Now you can be blessed by men. Particularly, people that God has blessed with he has sent them on a message, he has given them a message. You can be blessed. You can listen to a message. You can be blessed. But you have to be careful that you are not being swept by various and strange doctrines. Now, what would make you become susceptible to strange doctrine is first the issue of the heart. Is what he said, don't let your conduct not be without what? Covetousness. So it's when you're saying there's something that I have that is not complete. You know, that day, the day you start saying my wife is not complete, you will now hear that there's no rule with side chick. There's no side chick in the Bible. It's concubine. There's no side chick. So you see, when they say someone has itchy ears, is you are going, so you're already telling yourself, I don't have something. And now we are all on a journey. We are not yet at 100%. Yes. But we are telling ourselves that is what God has given to us that will complete us. So that's why we say we are complete in Him. Yes. We don't say we are not perfect, but we say we are perfect in Him. Because if you stay with, I am not perfect, you will say this Jesus too is not perfect. Then you now do Trado Islam or Trado Chrislam. Yeah, the three. Yeah. Because your heart will deceive you. He says, for it is good, see, that the heart be established by grace. Now imagine if our beautiful sister Tiwa says, to really blow this blow, is another person I have to collaborate with. Yeah. See, it's I'm not in that industry, but I've seen, yeah, they will give you the numbers. Maybe you won't stream. They will give you the numbers. Now we are working hard to get stream, Abby. Some people will give you 1M stream. 1M stream. They will say, just do a what do they call the one you collab? Just feature. Maybe portable. you should just be saying, "Abba God, I beg you. Abba God, I beg you." Can we say God forbid? Yeah. You know, it looks like the perfect person that can sing "Baba God, I beg you," but he's wrong. He can't. So, amen. So, our conduct and our conduct now must be without covetousness. You know, she must not be like, how I wish I released my song. I'm a part of this large church. You know, maybe, you know, if, for example, maybe if we were, you know, when we're now 5,000, you know, it would be very easy for us to get, we just say everybody stream now, 5,000 stream. When we have 5,000 capacity. Right? But she has to be conducted without covetousness. Else, there's a various and strange doctrine somewhere. Yeah. We'll just give you instances. You know, I saw one recently. And immediately I told my heart that, that even you are seeing a heart like this now, it may not be like that a while back. This man might, or this woman might. I just saw the balance of error. I'll be like, To justify divorce. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Me, I like to follow one man. I won't tell you the reason why, but it's even a very funny reason. Because I know that God wants us to be established.
Yes.
See, it's not a good thing that a child of God is tossed to and fro by every wind of... See, doctrine, benyon, human benyon, is like wind. It's meant to carry you. So don't be shocked when you are carried by a doctrine. Don't be shocked. A doctrine you're given to has, whether bad or good, has in it is embedded the mechanism to carry your life in that direction. So even if you didn't plan for failure, a doctrine that will crash you.
Yes.
So it's not anyone you see maybe, this person has entered into error. The person did not plan error. It's just that what the mechanism they are using, the way the aeroplane is flying anti. Imagine an aeroplane flying backwards, but it will still carry them. He says, it is good that your heart is established. So at times, just be in the room alone and be talking to your heart.
Yes.
Don't look for what's not lost.
Yes.
Don't develop strange appetites. Don't become something that is irrelevant in the air. See, at times you might even think, oh, my brothers are watching. All of us, we are watching ourselves.
Yes.
He says, even the one that is preaching, he should take it.
Yes.
He should take everybody is like after the Sunday like this, but one. Yeah, because the birds of the air, they will just find anywhere to perch. So you are the one protecting your space.
Yes.
He says we should be established by grace. Not with food. Now, he's still also talking about the meals people eat. I mean doctrine, word. He says, now, there's this food. You know that it has not profited those who are currently occupied with it. There's a way we can look at this. For example, there can be an emphasis on something that we know is not producing fruit. He's saying, you, don't go and chop it. Now, the proof, for you to prove a thing, you don't have to experience it. You know, the way some of us, our naivety advises us is that the way to know that a thing is wrong or right is to test it. No. For example, you can say, they say in that church, mommy water spirit always move. And say, let me go and check. No. That's not your way to prove. You can do, as a child, you can just say that, yeah, the Holy Spirit said is there. Yeah, I believe it. I move on. You test, that's how you swallow poison. You saying, let's test. I remember one way I wanted to get a convert saved. I wanted to use that tactic of going to go and eat the food that is not profiting those who have. So I said, You want to get born again? He's a Muslim. I said, what will happen is, you will come to church for 2 days. Me too, I'll come to mosque for 3 days. I might not come back. Man, did they have a problem? I might not come out. See the idea? It looks heavenly, Abby. I said, you come to church. Because me too, I trust, say, if you come, power go day. So I say, you should come 2 days. Me, I will come. Me, I will also come. Mama, I killed mama, no, I'm alone. I'm beating them. I may not escape it. So that's not how to prove a thing.
Yes.
When he says test all spirit, he's not saying go and consume the spirit to know what it is made of. No, he says by their fruits you will know. So he says that food you are thinking is worth tasting. He says it has no fruit. So that is enough thing to judge that if I take this thing, I won't be the same. Can you say established by grace?
Established by grace.
Are we understanding what is locked up in this?
Yes.
Because God does not want us to have casualties. Now, casualty is different from wounded. Now, in this journey, we would have some wounded soldiers, meaning those that were persecuted or injured for the sake, they were defending the gospel. For example, if maybe in the line of duty, right, they took jabs for us. Yeah, that's wounded. Well, not casualty. Casualty is you are not even meant to be on the field. Like a civilian will be a casualty in the war front. They will not consider soldiers as casualty. They will consider soldiers as wounded soldiers because those ones were sent to go and fight. But civilians will be casualty. They will be the shield that maybe the enemy might be using, like the human shield and all those things. So God doesn't want us to be recording casualties. Verse 10. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle has no right to eat. 11. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Verse 12. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, outside the gate. Let's just read up to 17. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Now, this is one thing that we that are being watched, we need to know. That the people watching will give account. And so at times, some of us will say, why are you being hard on me, right? Or why is the person that God has placed over you troubling you? It's troubling because they will trouble him. If you even have someone watching over you that is not really into this, maybe he's not even watching in the first place. He says, let them do so with joy. He says, those that are watching, they should do so with joy. Sorry. And not with what? With grief. For that would be unprofitable for you. It means if they watch over you with grief and not with joy, he says it won't be profitable to you. But don't forget our main conversation, which is established by grace. See, your heart needs to be settled. See, there are a whole lot of conclusions me have made personally. Because I know that the devil will bring things that would fall under this bracket of various and strange doctrines. Various and strange doctrines. And don't prove a thing by going into it. Prove it by its fruits. 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 Don't imagine saying, I want to see if this man is all right. That's why I will marry him. No, prove him by his fruits. No. That one, you are gone. You are gone. It's okay to, what's the fruit? At times, I wish some of these things, we knew them. It will literally be the way we are putting ourselves to check. What's the fruit of your life? It's not insultive. It's the same way the people in the world also as was their bank account number, the bank account balance. What's the fruit? How have you journeyed with God? What has been your main anchor? You know, when you ask the person, tell me who you listen to, and the person tells you 500,000 people. Afefelu magbe everybody law. Because doctrines have the ability to carry. See, anything that God has not authenticated or authorized for you to feed on, it will carry you where God has not promised you. It will never land you where God has planned for you. And so we check our heart. You see, it is good that the heart be established by grace. Can we respond to God in prayer? That God, establish my heart in the things that you have given to me. Talk to your eyes. Talk to your ears. See, these are the days things even fly through our timelines, unauthorized. But tell your eyes, I have warned my eyes not to be moved. I have warned my ears. This is my leg. It will not go to where God has not planned for it. Establish our heart by grace, O God. Establish our hearts in truth. Let our conduct be without covetousness. Let us be complete and satisfied in what Jesus has done. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. His promises to us is still yea and amen. Can you make commitments to God that you won't give room to errors? You will not give room to the devil. You won't give him a place at all. You won't give him a place. Your heart will be established by grace. Oh, Father, can you establish my heart, oh God, in the truth that you have extended to me, in the truth that you have committed to me, in the truth that you have brought my way, in the things that have delivered me. I'm not looking for another. I'm not looking for what is not lost. I'm not looking for what God has not promised me. I'm not looking for what God didn't plan for me. I'm not looking for an audience that is not mine. I'm not looking for the attention that is not mine. I stay. I am established. I am grounded, deeply rooted. I will not be found running helter-skelter from mountain to mountain. I stay. I tell my heart, stay. My heart, stay where God has put you. My heart, stay. Don't wander. Don't be lost. Don't wander. Don't look for what is not lost. What God has given to you is okay. I am complete in Christ. You are sufficient for me. You are sufficient for me. What you have given to me is I'm sufficient in them. I am contented. Can you bring up that scripture that talked about content? I am contented in what I have, which is the things I have been given. I am contented. I am contented. The life you have given me to live, I am contented. The church you have given to me, I am contented. My brothers and my sister you've given to me, I am contented. The work of God in my hand, I am contented. I am not looking for another. The wife you've given to me, I am contented. The husband you've given to me, I am contented. The home you've given to me, I am contented. Because my heart is established. Established in grace. Established. I am not in the fantasy of another world. I stay. When there is issue, I stay. When there is good, I stay. When it's rosy, I stay. When it's not too rosy, I stay. Talk to God and talk to your heart. Abriete comaradista balabala.